Is that murder?
Oh, at Rutgers University, this student is scoring in a game of virtual soccer. It's a small victory in one of two recovery dorms. The 38 students in the so-called recovery house here seek a larger victory, a life free of drugs and alcohol. Counselors ask that current residents not be shown to protect their anonymity. Gregory says his abuse included prescription drugs, usually prescribed for anxiety.
Klonopin, Xanax, alcohol, marijuana, and all these were on a daily basis. It escalated to the point where I really couldn't focus on my schoolwork.
He dropped out of his first university, got clean at a treatment center, and applied to Rutgers. He says he's found genuine fellowship in Recovery House.
These are friends also that I can talk to about some really personal issues that are going on with my life. And previously, you know, my friendships, especially while I was using, were friendships based off of let's get high together.
Lisa Lateman founded the university's alcohol and other drug assistance program. She says students with a good amount of time in recovery help the newcomers break out of the isolation associated with addiction.
It's like the new person's going to sort of breathe a sigh of relief and say, I'm not alone. You know, I'm not the only one who does these crazy things.
In addition to remaining abstinent, residents must attend twice weekly meetings to discuss their addictions. Program alumnus Rich Alexander remembers discussions about sobriety. He's been sober for 22 years.
That's what we talk about, is how you're going to stay sober today. And that's it. Today, today, today.
The students must also participate in what's known as the 12-step program for overcoming addiction. Step 9, for example, is about making amends to those the addict has harmed.
We need to make amends to people to kind of move past, you know, how we've messed up in the past. And so it's basically always being aware of our defects of character and making sure that we correct those things.
Kathy, an immigrant from England, says she had lost her daughter to heroin and credits Recovery House for getting her back.
They do barbecues, they go and see hockey games, they have, you know, walking activities, cycling activities. So this thing is going on, which they do together as a family team, whatever you want to call it.
Without supports, recovering students could relapse into drugs and alcohol. Recovery House means they have the chance to continue their studies without interruption. Rutgers says many program alumni have won big victories in life, higher degrees, successful careers, and meaningful relationships. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, New Brunswick, New Jersey.